and struck uns. Young man hit by uns. A stewart uns em all. Welcome, everybody, to the Summer Arias Mother Super Show with the Pow! Woohoo!
Mikey's in ninth place.
You apparently had some rough times in Mario Kart last night. I wasn't here to witness it, but it sounds like it's pretty sad.
I was very inconsistent. We did like three races or three Grand Prix. First one, I just slaughtered Joe's ass. Like, he was almost about to throw the controller down and leave like a child. And then the second one, I really struggled in.
Did you even win a race out of the four? Or?
Yeah, I'd always get first or second in one, and then the rest just fucking shit the bed the entire
like
time.
Like 9th, 10th. You're like, I didn't even think there was a 14th place, but here I am. Baby Peach and Baby Daisy.
There's five Koopa kids beating me right now.
And I'm another Koopa kid. So I think that's all of us.
I'm Ludwig. He's supposed to be the fast one.
That's his thing. I think his thing was supposed to be in the musical one.
Yeah. Mozart. The big Beethoven hairdo.
Yeah, he has the name right there. It's pretty obvious.
I was telling you, it's so bad that I was in 10th place, got a bullet, and still was in 10th place. Like the thing finishes half a lap for you. You can literally sit there and, make a drink.
Yeah,
it's easy.
I'll be back. I'm going to take a piss real quick.
Send a text, and I still couldn't get past 10th place.
You came back, you're still like, ah, 11th, and I lose a spot.
To the point where if I'm competitive with you, we're close in the filing, I'll look at your screen, I don't know, is he sneaking up right behind me with a red shell? But Joe Long gave up caring what the hell I was doing.
He doesn't even bother, looking back. He's like, oh, he's, he, looked back once, he's like, oh, he's on lap two. I don't care anymore.
He actually, I kind of hope Mike's in sixth or seventh at least. It looks now 12th.
Is that one of those times where you're like, it's a real bad? Because usually, as humans, I like to think we're better than the easy settings we put computers on. So you're always like, yeah, it's going to be us battling for the top spot. If I don't see you struggling for a while, sneaking into my spot, I'm like, what's going on? Eighth place! What happened? You fell off the course once! It was a slippery slope from there.
Yeah, it quickly went downhill.
I've gotten hit with three first-player shells. You still haven't gotten past fifth.
It wouldn't make a very good movie. Watch two brothers battle it out for seventh and eighth in the Daisy Cup Finals.
Their season's over. It was over after race two, but they're going to struggle to see who can get the illustrious cookie prize. Aluminum. Who gets that battle?
First three places, all baby characters.
And then Pink Gold Peach and last,
Skull Bowser.
Skull Bowser's pretty sweet. So, how's it going, brother?
Good. How have you been?
I'm good. You got your Mets hat on.
Yeah.
Prepared for them going to the World Series.
Hopefully it'll be good.
This would be, because you're not much of a sports guy. I mean, you watch boxing, but there's no prize fighting boxing anymore, really, is there? World title matches.
I mean, there's a lot of good fighters out there.
But I mean, there's no Super Bowl event. There's no one event that you had to root for a person to get to.
Because it's weight classes. The best pound for pound guy weighs 120 pounds. You know what? Vladimir Klitschko probably beat him in a fight, I'd imagine.
But what, with the extra probably 2 feet and 50 pounds of muscle?
150 pounds. And have you seen him? The dude, there's no fat on him. So they'll never fight, unfortunately.
Yeah. Unless they get into a bar.
But I'm a very casual baseball fan. Mets have not been great the last few years.
It was 2000 they were in the World Series, and then it was 2006 they were in basically where they were against the Cubs.
It was one and done against the... Now the Cubs were actually the National League Finals.
Oh, okay. They lost to the Cardinals.
It was a one and done in 2006, I think.
Yeah, you still made it to the dance. It's pretty important. You got to make it to the dance if you want to play in the big game.
That'd be sweet, though, if they won. Because, Uncle Michael dying, that'd be awesome. And they haven't... It'd be such a great breakup for Dad's life, too. They won when he was in high school in 69. They won when he was, 86. When, he was a new dad. And now it's they'll win, in the twilight of his years.
His dad's listening now, the twilight!
It's not the post credits, but it's the teaser from at the end of the post credits where it's like, oh my god, Red Skull's still alive.
This is like the Marvel stinger. Yeah. Like the movie's ended, Dad's like, finally, I've won the adoration back of all of my kids' credits plays. The girls just want to have fun, see end credits music. And then like cuts back to Dad in his room. And the Mets have done it! They've won the World Series! Kagoosh. And then Girls Group Just Wanna Have Fun finishes. Just wanna have fun.
Back in 86, they got totally swept this series, though. Wasn't that great, everybody?
Oh, man. How off would that be?
That would be
I've
insanely bad. That would almost be worse than them not even making the playoffs, honestly, if they just got the shit kicked out of them.
Because I've been fortunate enough as a Giants fan to see them in the Super Bowl twice. And both times, I mean, they won. But both times, regardless of whether they won or not, it was close games. I cannot comprehend, like, if I was a 49ers fan that won Super Bowl, I mean, they eventually came back and made a competitive game, but it was, like, one where, like, halftime it was, like, 28 Ravens and then, like, three 49ers. Because it was actually the 2000 Super Bowl was the Giants versus the Ravens, and that one did end, like, 24-7 or something.
Oh, really?
The Giants got just destroyed, but I wasn't enough of a Giants fan at the time to care.
That was a Super Bowl?
Super Bowl, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Was I think the last? It was the first one I think Strahan was in. I think this was like the team right after like a lot of like the 80s to 90s players had left. It was like, you know, LT and all of them were gone, but it was like the start of the new team. I think Tiki Barber and I don't know if Tiki was in it, but I think it was like that kind of like group. It was Phil Simms and shit in there. I don't know if actually Phil Simms. No, he wasn't in there either. It was a lot of like transitionary players, but they just got just stomped. The only touchdown they scored was, like, some ridiculous return game. And I was like, oh, I don't think I could stomach. Well, I get annoyed thinking of that regular season game where the Eagles beat us after being down 21 points. I don't think I could stomach getting crushed in the Super Bowl. It would just be so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You'd be like, why'd you even get here? Like, a week of preparation for this. 2 weeks for the Super Bowl.
It gets your hopes up. And that's what the Mets have been doing a lot for, like, the last 10 years, where you're like, oh, I think they're kind of putting together a team, and then July hits, and it's like...
You got what? You got Murphy, who's two home runs away from tying, like, Barry Bonds' all-time postseason single postseason home run record.
That's and crazy.
He already took the record for most consecutive postseason games with a home run.
The streak is nutty. See, I don't watch enough baseball to, like, know what... Like, I don't even know who played in last year's World Series.
I feel like the Red Sox were in it, weren't they?
No, I don't think so. I think it might have been the Giants won last year.
It was for a long time. The Giants had a pattern of like 1 year winning the World Series and they were gone.
And Christopher getting sucked into news articles on ESPN.
Like, Giants doing great. Really? Like, oh.
They lied.
I knew our Giants were 0-5. Why did I click this? Like, it's even a baseball article, and at the end, it's like, just want to let everybody know, this isn't talking about the New York football Giants. Blah, boop. Okay, hey!
I mean, Giants is in black and orange. You're like, it's, well, hey, it's Halloween, man.
Yeah, Halloween's Eve, October, right? Prime football time! The sports are really hitting it off. I honestly think it must have been the Giants. I know for a while, the Giants did have a pattern where they'd win the World Series, and they were gone, and they were back, and then won it, and then they were gone. But if all goes right, this is also supposed to be the year the Giants win it again. New York Giants. Based off the pattern.
Oh, okay.
Because the Giants had one, too. They won the Super Bowl 2007. Then they were okay the year after that. And then they just consecutively got worse and worse until it was like, Eli's under scrutiny. Tom Coughlin's on the hot seat. Worst season we had, you know, like in 5 years prior. And then 4 years later, we go into it, win it. This is the same scenario this year, so I don't know. I don't like to believe in too much like sports superstition, but I do like to believe in the prophecy.
Giants did win last year.
Well, there we go.
Kansas City Royals were who they played against.
Oh wow, which that's rough. But this is, I guess, apparently this will be ending the sports drought for both teams because neither of them have won since the '80s.
Yeah, you don't even have one in your lifetime.
I'd never known the Mets to have won a World Series.
And I was only four, so I don't remember it. I just remember the ball on the Christmas tree that said 86 Mets.
I remember when the Mets made it to the World Series, the Subway Series, which sounds so awesome. Like, I guess even then, maybe I didn't realize how huge of a thing it was. But I'm like, I can't even comprehend like the fact that New York's a big enough city, state to essentially have two teams in every professional sport that matters. That two of those teams actually managed to make it to the finals to play each other. So awesome.
Now boroughs are even getting teams like the Brooklyn Nets.
And you're just like, oh, that'd be so awesome for those teams to meet. Because I remember there was when the New York Super Bowl was going to happen, the Super Bowl in New York. There was a big like push to start a season. Like, all right, can the two New York teams meet to play each other in the Super Bowl?
That definitely never happened, has it?
No. God, no. Those two teams have never... The Jets haven't been consistently good for a very long time. And the Giants have only, like... There was a period in the 80s they were pretty good. And then recently... Well, not recently. Like, 5 years ago recently were pretty good. But other than that, just been pretty consistently bad. So, there was one point where the Jets were starting to be good during that, like, break period after the Giants had just won the Super Bowl. So that was the point where people were like, all right, these two teams could do it. And then the Giants shit the bed and make it to the playoffs or something like that.
Isn't that great?
But yeah, no, that'd be awesome to see the Jets and the Giants in the Super Bowl versus each other. Just like a big New York battle.
I think it's funny that my dad's one of five all boys. Our dad, sorry.
Yeah, that was like, well, your dad.
I'm about to give you a big revelation.
Oh my God.
And it's split. Like, the older three are... They all lived in New York, grew up in New York. The older three are Giants fans, and the younger two are Jets fans, aren't they?
Yeah. No, because Joey's a Giants fan, too.
Oh, is he?
I think it's the older two are Jets fans. No, because Michael...
No, Uncle Michael was definitely a Jets fan.
It was... I think Tony's a Jets fan. And then it was Ricky, our dad, and Joey are Giants fans.
What a weird age split.
Yeah, I think they just picked who won. I don't know. They're all Mets fans.
It's really like a fuck you to your older brother if he's big into football and you're like, you're the best, but those that team, Oy vey.
they're real dicks in the bucket. Especially because at least the Jets had won a Super Bowl at that point, too. You had Joe Namath. Giants had that poop. It took forever for the Giants to win. It took till the 80s for the Giants to become a winning team. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to actually ask that.
I assumed it was the younger two, because that would have been right around the Joe Namath era. Mm-hmm. I feel like a bunch of New Yorkers like jumped the bandwagon. Like, Jets are the wave of the future, kids.
Yeah, I don't know. Because definitely, and then, like, the whole logic used to be always like, Yankees fans are Giants fans, and Jets fans are Mets fans. Like, that was the way I always heard it traditionally. But clearly in our family, it seems to be whoever the fuck matters. Like, who cares? You guys just root for whatever football team you want. We're all just Mets fans, boosh.
Yeah, that's the one cool
Except
thing.
Dad,
everyone
is
a Mets fan.
He's like, well, if the Mets suck, I'll be a Yankees fan. I was like, that feels blasphemous.
Yeah, that's a very telling remark. I'd be like, wouldn't you just give up baseball then?
So yeah, no. Well,
this could be a big deal.
It would be sweet. And I know Dad's been pretty happy about the fact he's been able to spend World Series moments with you, or baseball moments.
I guess they're probably much bigger baseball fans than me, but there's ones that are like, oh, that'd have been cooler if that Mets-Cubs series was longer. But I'm quite comfortable.
Oh my God, no.
With the Mets just wiping the floor with them in four games.
Just mud-hole stomping them, like, breaking all of that bullshit of like, oh, it's the fucking Back to the Future prophecy. Just boom. Like, mud-hole stomping
nope, it's
them
not.
Right in the dick.
Goodbye. Thanks for stopping by, Cubs.
The image, it's like, oh no, Doc, something's happening. The Cubs are getting their shit kicked in.
That is great.
Now, I, as a sports fan, anytime, like, as a Giants fan, if I'm watching an Eagles game, I'm never like, no, I don't want it to be a competitive game where it comes down to the wire and the Giants win off a Hail Mary pass. I want the Giants to kick their shit in. I want them to break their quarterback's back, score like 18 times, so we throw in our relief players, and I don't want to see them again. Fuck the Eagles.
Like, your quarterback's already on a surfboard drinking a margarita.
Yeah, he's already on the way to Hawaii, and then he has to turn around because he's like, oh, I'm playing in the Super Bowl, can't go there. No, I no way, shape, or form do I like it being... I mean, it's more entertaining, yes. But afterwards, I'm like, oh, man, that from my heart to the loss. I do feel like being a Giants fan's taken a couple years off my life. More than any smoking could have possibly done.
I feel like it's probably put some years on your life, too. There's a big gagoosh factor. Like, at least every day.
Fat as shit, too. On my poor heart. It was already struggling to keep that big mass moving.
I know. And you still had to force that out. Oh, go Giants.
Go Giants. Doing my Victor Cruz salsa dance. Like 300 pounds. Like my belly folds just knocking shit off the tables nearby. It's like knocking lamps over. Stop dancing. Is that Papa John's? I'll just salsa my way over to the door. Knocking everything off the walls.
I feel like for a split second, you just oozed positive energy. Like, no matter what you didn't like about your life, you're like, yeah, go fucking Giants.
Oh, it was a pretty sweet time of my life, yeah.
Every time you passed by somebody in Eagles jersey, like, your team is garbage.
It was the point where I knew every player on the Giants, I knew enough about them to be able to talk with somebody about them. Like, enough about our backup linemen. The linemen who don't play. To be like, yeah, you know, fuck, who was it at the time? It was like, I can't remember. It was some fourth round draft pick we had. And I was like, yeah, he's a real prototype kind of player. High ceiling, not a lot of experience. But I feel like in a clutch, we can throw him in there. He could probably do a couple plays. Like, to have that extensive knowledge of a team, be able to talk with someone like other sports fans about was pretty cool. Now I just, like, it's like, oof, that was just too much. It's so much to invest in sports. I was like, I got two Super Bowls out of the way. Got to watch one with my dad. At this point, if the Giants don't win anything else, I'm pretty happy with life anyway.
Yeah. You had it pretty easy.
Like, two Super Bowls as I began the prime of my sports watching, like, hysteria.
So when you see, like, a 40-year-old Eagles fan just decked out and watching it their whole life, you're like, oh, you poor fuck.
I feel bad for Uncle Tom every day. I'm like, you've been watching this probably since you were a kid. You've never seen them win the world's the Super Bowl, and if I have my way, you'll never see it happen either.
You just, like, put your hand on his shoulder. Congrats on beating cancer. But, ooh, sorry about those Eagles.
Those Eagles just aren't doing anything for you. I say this having known the Eagles just crushed the Giants on Monday Night Football within this past week, so, you know, I'll take that one on the chin. But
it didn't make
Super Bowls, boosh.
It didn't make a wacky email at work, so.
Did it?
It didn't.
No.
I wasn't aware of it.
No, it was pretty bad. I didn't watch, but I think I was doing something, like I was streaming something during it. But, like, I tuned into the game, like, once or twice, and I felt like I was cursed. Like, every time I tuned in, it was the Giants just immediately getting crushed. Like, Eli back to pass, hurls it up, intercepted, and a 30-yard return. Ugh. And then I'd, like, look over on, like, the Twitter feed, and it's like, Giants, come back! Just got a big interception! Like, well, time to tune back in. And Eli fumbles the ball like a big queen! I'm like, that's our announcer. Stop calling him a big queen.
We have some audio. May have been edited.
To tone down the girliness. Hey! No! That's my quarterback. So, a couple things to talk about. Actually, I guess we'll get these ones out of the way. You wanted to show me a video on, I guess, the new Spectre theme?
Yeah, you haven't heard it?
So I'll pause this real quick and be back in just a moment. P.U. Wowzers. That is awful. I don't like Sam Smith to begin with. I thought all of his songs have been pretty shitty thus far, but that is just a tremendous... To go from Skyfall, this, like, powerful Adele song that just, like, just fills you up with that, like, kind of, like, noir-esque, just that charisma of a music that would just fit a James Bond series, to, like, the slowest, gayest, without you, doesn't mention Spectre at all during it. Writing's on the wall, I don't know what the fuck that's supposed to be.
It's not the Bond movie title.
No, that's awful. Those are the worst, when the theme song has nothing to do with the movie. I mean, yeah, I understand. Quantum Solace, that was pretty hard to work into a title. Skyfall, Adele managed to get it in there. You couldn't fucking Spectre. Like, oh, even if you wanted to be like, I don't want this song to be just a Bond song. I want to do it on tour or something like that. Like, Spectre of a gay romance. I don't care. Just something.
My theory is he wrote it, like, months before, and the Bond people just called and they're like, hey, how about $500,000 to write a Bond song? He's like, well, let me think about it. Call him back 30 minutes later, like, I just got hit by a creative bolt of lightning and turned out this Bond masterpiece. I'll be by to pick up my check. Actually, knock, knock, knock. I'm outside now. Yeah, Give me my money.
Can you just throw it out the window and I'll just roll down my window?
I mean, I blew the opportunity.
Hey, sure, I'll just take a moment to listen to the song.
Could I have me money, please?
I have to get going more in a moment.
It's, you know what? I actually kind of like the song.
Oof.
But it is a terrible Bond song.
Everything I've seen about Spectre looks so cool and, like, makes it look like, oh, what an awesome Bond movie. And then I'm like, oof, that's the way I'm going to have to enter into it? Like, this slow, like, what if I be without you?
Yeah, the lyrics are like, I miss you, I'm so sad.
Like, you know what? James Bond's always been defined by being, like, a very cool, suave person. I don't know why you'd, channel Sam Smith, like, the most nasally, like, high-pitched, like, singer out there today to be like, this guy will capture the theme of James Bond.
The Daniel Craig one's a much colder Bond, too. Yeah. It's like the Christopher Nolan Bond. Like, it's a smile is pretty rare.
Yeah. You could definitely... I'd take a Mumford and Sons song over this at this point. Like, I know Banjo really doesn't fit the Bond theme. But, like, I don't know, at least something jammed to it at the beginning. Like, I can't
wait. The first time I heard this song and found out, I was like, that's the gayest shit I've ever heard.
This is so lame.
And it's... It confuses me, too. Like, is the new Bond movie about him falling deeply in love with a woman and not being able to... Like, that song should have been sung by a woman. It's either about Bond or...
Some would argue Sam Smith sounds like a woman.
If you have a dude singing the song, it sounds like it's Bond singing the song. Like, I'm that into somebody that I don't know if I can do this.
I mean, there's always like a...
I never shoot to miss? What is that?
No one should shoot to miss. I mean, unless you're using it as a distraction. Bond, which is a very Bond move, to be fair. But, no, that just sounded pretty awful all the way through. And, like, there's been... I'm trying to think who did. Quantum of Solace, was that Jack White and Alicia Keys, I think it was?
Yeah.
And who did Casino Royale?
That was Chris Cornell.
Chris Cornell. Did either of those two use the title in the song?
No.
The
movie in the those name? Fucks.
So it's been like a stretch, basically, that was broken up by Skyfall.
In my opinion, unacceptable.
It is always like a cool thing for them to be like, oh yeah, it's the song for the movie, it's about it. Like, yeah, it's a weird song, you're never gonna really, like, it's not gonna get much airplay with unrelated to the movie. Although Skyfall was like a top 40 hit.
Oh so, yeah, Skyfall's been the most successful of all those songs.
Yeah, and in no small part to the fact that it's Adele, a very talented musician.
She's perfect for it. Yeah.
She really nails it. Yeah, I don't know why I'd go with Sam Smith. I don't know if it speaks to just, like, the lack of quality songwriters in, like, today's pop hit culture, but whew, that was just awful.
Yeah, why not call Paul McCartney? Like,
yeah, what else is he doing? I feel like you can call somebody and be like, all right, write a song. I don't know. We'll have fucking Black Eyed Peas do it. I don't care. Just someone else write it and we'll have some popular musician do it. Who cares?
That'd have been sweet, actually, if they had gotten Paul McCartney. They're like,
I thought you were about to be like Black Eyed Peas. I was like, that was a joke. That's going to be awful.
No, that's... But... Like, Black Eyed Peas minus Fergie. Oh, like, so the video's not even going to be hot?
App to Apple's going to be kind of naked throughout it. I'm like, ooh.
But that'd be cool, like, Paul McCartney, like, hey, you want to do another Bond movie? I mean, it'll probably, let's be honest, going to be your last shot at it. You want a shot at Bond before he gets all blacked out?
Blacked out, and it's, like, immediately 50 Cent doing the theme song. We're like... Was this intentional? I mean, you have the Black Bond. Did it have to be a rap song for the first Black Bond movie?
Yo, because I'm covered in poison ivy. That's not the name of the movie.
And then immediately just like DMX is the bad guy in it. Like, yo, Bond, woof, 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 woof. Like, why is James Bond trying to stop crime or drug trafficking in Baltimore? What just... felt like this was really in his wheelhouse.
It should be more him, like, battling tough black drug dealers across the world.
Yeah. Maybe he fights to stop blood diamonds in Africa against super black African guys.
He gets a lot of these nerdy white guys he has to fight. Although Javier Bardem's tits in Skyfall.
I still haven't seen Skyfall. I really need to catch that at some point.
Yeah.
It's just one that, like, on my record, but I haven't...
Well, if we end up seeing Dad that one weekend, that's the weekend the new Spectre comes out.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
But you should definitely see Skyfall before that.
Dad must be a Bond fan, because I remember seeing one Bond with him in theaters. I think it was...
I think we saw Casino Royale with him.
I didn't see Casino Royale, because I was definitely younger. I had to be... I wasn't even in high school, I think, at the time. So
it was like 2006.
Well, I know, but I didn't see Casino Royale with him. I saw Casino Royale with Jamie.
Oh, did we see that second one, Quantum of Solace, in theaters?
I saw one with him when I was younger. I forget, we like...
Are you talking about the old ones?
Yeah, I was talking about the Pierce Brosnan ones.
I think he took us to GoldenEye.
I didn't see GoldenEye in theaters. I think I saw... It might have been Die Another Day that I saw with him.
That's the Korean one. No, we saw the one where the bad guy's the newspaper guy who's trying to sell the story.
I feel like I did see that one, and I'm wondering if I saw Die Another, the one with Halle Berry in it. I feel like I saw that with him.
Diamonds in North Korea, and
Just remember there was this weird, I don't know, I guess we were visiting one of Delmi's friends, because I remember we were hanging out at some Hispanic family's house that I didn't know who they were, and we were just sitting there for a while, and Dad was like, yeah, I'll take you to see the new Bond movie or something like that.
We might have even seen The World Is Not Enough in theaters, too. I think I saw all of them
after GoldenEye, because the game was what got me into the movies and everything like that. So I think I saw all of them after GoldenEye, basically, in there. It was Die Another Day, or no, Tomorrow Never Dies, The World Is Not Enough, and then I think Die Another Day, right? Those were essentially the Pierce Brosnan ones. Some good ones in there. Actually, GoldenEye was pretty good. The rest were poop. I guess those are all pretty. I was thinking the game, The World Is Not Enough, was not bad.
And then, the rest aren't very good.
Yeah, they were pretty mootsy.
I forgot. Die Another Day is the one where he gets kidnapped or he gets taken prisoner in Vietnam, like in the pre-credits. And then it's like vaguely torturous scenes mixed into the opening song. Yeah, like that he's been waterboarded for months. And I was like, oh, that's a dark note to begin on.
I mean, it's better than the torture scene from Casino Royale where he just has like a heavy sock ball swung in his nuts all day. What an odd torture scene. It's kind of hot, but, you know, still very strange.
Yeah, when you think about it, Lashif was kind of a letdown as a bad guy, too.
Guy with the crying blood. I think he's supposed to be, supposedly he's going to be in Doctor Strange.
Oh, cool.
I think he's supposed to maybe be, the rumor is, because the one guy from 12 Years a Slave is going to be Baron Mordo. And the thought is that maybe the guy from Casino Royale might be, I guess, Mephistopheles or Mephistopheles. What the fuck is his name?
I think Mephistopheles.
Mephistopheles, yeah. Basically the Satan of the Marvel Universe. So that'd be kind of cool. Seems like he could be a good guy for that.
Yeah, let's just hope they don't squander him in another one-and-done movie.
I think you can't kill off Satan from the Marvel Universe, right? You gotta keep that guy around.
They seem to be hell-bent on killing everyone else off. Unless Red Skull shows up, I'm gonna be like, wow, you guys murdered every good villain you had in, like, 5 movies. This is the only poor planning done so far in the Marvel. Yeah,
you've been pretty sharp and slowly building your universe, except for the villain side of it. That's been pretty consistently getting dwindled.
I mean, Red Skull, Captain America was like your 7th movie, and you're still like, let's just do him in. I mean, we don't have Doctor Doom or Galactus, so...
Yeah, no, I'd have definitely kept that guy.
Any of the X-Men villains.
As long as humanly possible, I'd been like, all right, we gotta keep Red Skull around. That's like our big dude for a while. Which is weird, because Red Skull isn't even that special of a person. He's like, I don't think he's like genetically enhanced really that much.
Criminal mastermind, but he's one of the more striking Marvel villains.
Yeah, he's definitely like memorable and just like, oh, it's a dude with an enormous red skull for a face. That's terrifying.
Like when I envision Hydra, it's like Red Skull, boom. And then it's like bunch of other characters, question mark, of a face.
Baron Zemo?
Mustache, question mark?
Hey, Madame Mystique, is that a thing?
One of you is a cloth over your head and a crown. Is that Zemo?
That's Zemo, yeah. Okay. And that's going to be Daniel in the next Cap movie.
Yeah, it should be. You got to be hoping like that he's just not totally lame and like, brah!
I feel like he's going to die. I feel like he's another one that's going to go. Because that's a character, again, who's cool. But unless they're building up for the Masters of Evil or whatever their name was.
I think that's
basically the anti-Avengers group just made up of villains. Unless they're building towards that, in which place Zemo's like usually a pretty good contender for that group, I don't see him sticking around.
I mean, they haven't let anyone else live, so it's...
Yeah, it'd really be like, all right, well, he teams up with...
He's going to be the heavy in the group.
Kingpin's still around. Sort of. Not in the movies.
Vincent D'Onofrio won't agree to do it. We'll just recast it, right? No one cares.
No one could possibly screw up doing that role.
Is Michael Clark Duncan still super dead?
I don't think there is like another Justin Hammer, I guess, from Iron Man 2. Like that's like their smart guy of the group.
He was a total joke in the movie.
I guess the real Mandarin's still out there somewhere.
Yeah, I still have to see that.
Yeah, no. On the topic of Marvel, just so Terry could tune out completely, an actual full trailer for Jessica Jones drops. So let me show you that. And we're back.
Yawn. Yawn.
Yawn.
No, I didn't. Does she have superpowers?
Yeah, she's Let me.
Got the strength of 3¼ men, or
it is like one of the more like less thrilling kind of superhero power sets. It's definitely like super strength, like kind of endurable. I think flight sometimes. let's see. Yeah, here's her power set: superhuman strength, endurance, flight, and psionic project. Psionic protection. I think it's maybe something she develops in.
So telepaths can't stop her. So Mr. Purple can't stop her.
I think maybe that's something she develops in response to him. But yeah, essentially her power set's just like super strength, endurance, like a lesser Captain America, basically. But I guess that's all kind of to tie into the fact that she's meant to be this character that's like, oh, well, she's a superhero who doesn't want to be a superhero. Like, someone born in that world where superheroes exist, and she's like, I hate it, and people just target me, and it's pretty shitty overall.
Oh, she's a special, or whatever the hell Marvel's calling them? Not mutants.
We'll have to see. Yeah, there's different terms for them depending on like what gave them it. She's not inhuman, but I don't know what they'll exactly classify her as.
That is great that like Fox still has that one big fuck you to Marvel. Like, yeah, you can't use the term mutants. Well, you're going to fuck us over and stop writing new comics, you bastards.
Suck it. Yeah, there's a lot of oonsiness on that end, but what are you going to do? No, I think it looks pretty good. Like, David Tennant clearly looks kind of, like, very intimidating with that. Like, there's just shots of what looks like people committing suicide or trying to kill themselves.
Who is that actor?
David Tennant from Doctor Who. That's his big thing, is that he was Doctor Who for, like, 8 years or something like that, or seven years. Some, like, ridiculous amount of time he was Doctor Who.
I don't remember the Doctor Who's.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else, like, huge he was really in. But, yeah, David, that's, like, the main thing to know him from. If you don't know him from that, I don't really know if there's anything else I can bring up that'll really...
That crazy-looking guy.
Yeah, he was in Harry Potter. I don't know who he was in Harry Potter.
Oh, was he Barty?
He might have been. I'm not sure.
Little Barty Crouch?
Little Barty Crouch. Were you a big Harry Potter? Did you watch the movies?
Yeah, I thought they were okay.
That's not a good photo of him at all. Wear, like, a ponytail and, like, a shirt that looks like it's made for a child.
I think I got bored at one day and I almost said at work, but it could have been at work, and just spent like 2 or 3 hours on Harry Potter Wikipedia just to memorize the characters. It's good, but it's more, it really is more of like a kid's movie. Like, every problem is solved through friendship.
Because amusingly, let's see, where is it? I don't see Harry Potter. Oh, that's like 2005, so I'm going to have to look for it.
The Harry Potter movies never really tell the story of like, oh, guess what? Sometimes your friends fuck you too, kids. And that's the worst one.
Sometimes there's heartbreak in the world. I still need to actually, I read the first 3 books, did a book report on the 4th one, having never read it. And
just seeing the movie?
We were supposed to write like a, it was...
Did you just copy and paste the Blockbuster description?
No, I had to do... we had to do a diorama on it. And the 4th book was called The Goblet of Fire. And this was like a little after Lord of the Rings came out. So there was Burger King was selling like plastic goblets. So I covered that in tinfoil, put it on a box. I was like, here you go, The Goblet of Fire. Don't actually know if there is a Goblet of Fire in the book at all. I just know it's in the name. It could be a metaphorical Goblet of Fire. I wouldn't know.
This thrilling romp through Hogwarts was...
They're like, most of it takes place in the Grand Magic Games. You're crazy. Like, whatever. Shut up. But on that note, have you heard about a book called Crimes of Evil?
No.
All right, hold on. I need to pull up like the description of it because it sounds... Crimes of Evil. It is... let me see. Book. It's like this... A book about just like an evil, murderous serial killer who's going around just, I guess, tearing apart a town or something like that. Curiously written by J.K. Rowling. Like, it was like... Hmm. She did it under a pen name. But it's like a crime novel about a serial killer. The novel is a heavy-handed, often grisly tale about a serial killer who likes to slice up his victims and cut off body parts as trophy. And many chapters start with a quotation from the Blue Oyster Cult's most portentous, doom-laden lyrics about death or painful or dreadful knowledge.
Oh, it's good to see BOC getting some play.
It's just shocking to me that she gets like, yeah, I, you know... Because she goes by a male pen name for it.
of Robert Galbraith, and then, but it's like, I guess, openly known it's her. And just like,
the two chapters of stabbing in the penis probably should have given you a hint. Might have been written by a woman.
That or J.R. Martin.
Yeah.
One of the two of them. Oh, man, no. It was... I was shocked to hear that. And on a similar vein, I need to see if I can find this. I saw a horrifying... It's Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
So Halloween costumes are the big thing. And you know every year there's like... Everything gets sexified.
Yeah.
I saw one that was horrifying to me. It was a sexy George R. R. Martin.
Oh.
I need to pull it up because it's worth looking at. I think this might be it. That's not the one I saw. Although it's on the similar vein. It's just like a woman with a giant beard. Oh, here we go. Playmate made this year's. God damn it. Link to it. Click it.
Yeah, if I was fat, I would definitely just grow a beard and go as George R. R. Martin to most Halloween parties. Like, oh, not too much work.
I just
bought this stupid hat and a pipe.
And then I go around everywhere not writing books. Like, you should have that. Like, that's just a canvas bag that says unfinished manuscript that you just leave around in places.
It should come with the prop is like a typewriter just covered in cobwebs.
Let's see. Oof, I didn't see the Alex Trebek one. That looks awful. I'm trying to get like a full picture of this. Good God. TheMarySue.com. Are you really going to make me go through like 8 pages to find this? How did you guys get the link above Playboy.com? That's what's baffling me. There it is. For some reason, sexy John Oliver was one. I was like, John Oliver's not bad looking. I don't know why that had to be like a sexy version of it. Which is really just a chick in a suit, really. It's not like it has like that distinctive of a
thing. It's like a really weird crooked nose. Hey, I understand.
It's like, I feel you, brother. Us in the weird nose club. Oh my god. Alright, it's just a picture of a chick in the same... You've seen essentially the same thing. I don't know why they just can't show it to me at all. But, it's one of those things like, oof, I didn't need to see that at all. It's unnerving. Sexy Alex Trebek. There you go. That's the shot right there. That's the money shot.
Have you heard?
That's our mother falling upstairs, in case you're wondering. Well, as we're looking up sexy George R. R. Martin photos.
We'll be upstairs momentarily. Don't worry.
We're both going to just quietly turn around and jack off and then maybe come upstairs.
Ask Scotia. Yeah, it's pretty heinous. Have you heard some of like the big news for the next season? Game of Thrones?
No, I've been trying to dodge stuff because this is technically at the point where the books can start getting spoiled a little bit.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of catch up from the books before. Okay. Like the Iron...
I have heard a lot about the Iron Isle.
Iron Island. Looks like they're finally... They've announced that, you know, the Riverlands and Blackfish are going to be featured, which it's like... Holy shit, because you gave one episode with this Blackfish character. It's like, this guy seems pretty cool, and then he's done nothing since the third season.
It will be cool to see.
They don't even acknowledge he's still alive. He has that awesome scene where it's Walder Frey and Roose Bolton afterwards talking about the Red Wedding. And Walder Frey's like, yeah, we didn't catch Blackfish. He made it back over. Like, it's no big deal. And Roose Bolton's like, fuck.
Yeah, it's a pretty... Like, he's supposedly, like, one of the... Like, if you were to give me, like, the chance, like, all right, you get to create, like, a dream team of characters from Game of Thrones... Yeah, like 5 people. Blackfish would definitely be in my.
Like, I mean, obviously only 4.
All right, let's say like, all right, you get to create like your kingdom. You get to create a kingdom. Like 5 characters are going to be like the pillar stones of that. Like
my small council.
Your small council slash like your most trusted advisors and like your army, like a little bit. Like if you were to have like a military commander or someone to like keep your shit in like check, I'd be like, all right. Well, no Littlefinger, although I feel like I should have to have him just to, like, all right, at least be on my corner a little bit. But...
Well, we can delete one pick by assuming we're both picking Davos on there.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the ones that almost, like, Blackfish, I'm like, if you get rid of him, you are getting at least a better fighter than Davos. But Davos is there to keep you honest. Like, let's assume, like, all right, yeah, 5 people you get to pick to set your kingdom up. Who do you go with?
Oh, I put... You see, like, I haven't... As just watching the show, not reading the books, I've seen so little of Blackfish. Like, he could be a real poop basket, but it seems like...
He's solid all the way through. Like, he's old. Like, this is not the guy to, like... He's gonna lead my kingdom for the next 50 years. You know, he notes he's older, but he is a solid, like, good fighter, good strategist, honorable guy.
I got Davos, him, can I cape Master Aemon, or is he dead in this storyline where I get to pick my counsel?
You can take him. Master Aemon is...
Or is that... What's his name from the Night's Watch? The old guy
just died?
Maester Aemon.
I thought for a moment, I thought you were going... I don't know why. I thought you were thinking going with Pyrell. I was like, really? He's really kind of just a yes man who has sex with women. It's not really like women's eight, like one-eighth his age.
You know what? And then there's the Targaryen representation on the council, so hopefully that appeases some people.
Dragons won't attack you too much.
Yeah. How many do I have? Two? God, it's gonna really be.
It's gonna be really duded out.
Can I put Ned Stark on?
Yeah. I was just about to say. Let's say you could also put characters who have died throughout the course of the show / the books in there. So you can't be like, oh, well, I'll put Rhaegar Targaryen in there, like nothing like that. But like, just create five people to create your
Ned Stark. Then, and this is where it gets tough because I almost want to put Tywin Lannister on it. I feel like
that's a crafty guy, but he was
loyal to a point. Like, it's not like he jumped ship immediately.
No, and that's the thing I was gonna say. Like, if you essentially don't screw him on stuff, he's gonna constantly be reaching for power. But if you appease him pretty handily, I don't think you have to worry about him directly stabbing you.
If his house keeps getting bigger,
he was pretty loyal to Robert Baratheon. I mean, that was really his big comeuppance. Was like, yeah, the next generation of kids aren't yours at all.
Yeah.
But who cares? He was happy with it just being half Lannister at that point, really.
Well, he did orchestrate his death.
Yeah, but he didn't orchestrate Cersei and Jaime fucking and having bastard children. But I mean, that was like the point. Like, he was like, yeah, it'll be half Lannister, and then it'll be kind of like a Lannister reign from that forward.
So he's not a bad pick. I'm torn, mate. Varys, but I feel like Varys has this really blind loyalty to Targaryen, because it always seemed like he was the most practical and realist.
It comes down to how much you trust that quote of his, where it's like, who do you serve? Like, what's best for the realm? And you're like, is it what's best for the realm or what's best for the Targaryen controlled realm?
Are you just so good at little fingering me that I don't realize you're a piece of shit? I read that the other day, that in the books it's much less obvious that Littlefinger's a lying piece of shit.
Much less obvious in that, like, you don't, like, you just, like, it's clear to show viewers that he's a shithead?
Well, he seems, like, in the movie, or the show, he's already, like, notoriously kind of known as deceptive.
In the book, it's clear that he's definitely plotting something. Like, anyone who you see, like, outside of Sansa, because she isn't no fuck, but... Like, anytime you see one of, like, Jaime or, like, Cersei, like, anytime they note something, like, this dude's clearly going for something. Like, this is a dude who was, at the start of this, like, a lord of some bullshit house. Suddenly he's become the
master
lord of Harrenhal. He's the master of coin. He's now basically usurped the spot of Warden of the East. Like, this, Robin's technically the Warden of the East. It's Littlefinger at this point. He's the king of the Vale, essentially. Like, it's like, okay, this dude clearly has just fucking skyrocketed up the charts of, like, having any kind of prestige.
It feels like in the show he might be setting himself up to take over the North, too.
In the book, that's something he's doing, too. Like, that's the way it ends.
Cersei pretty much said he's on her enemy list, the Boltons.
Yeah, because that's essentially where it ends in the book, too, is he's like, we're gonna marry you to Henry the heir or something. Like, basically some high political figure within the Vale, so it was a way to unite the Vale and the North. Yeah. And then that would presumably be his way of being like, oh, I have the Vale and the North essentially under my control.
I'd really prefer to see Jon Snow kill the Boltons, but I'll take Littlefinger doing it. Garbage takes out garbage. I'm fine with that. But
Littlefinger's an interesting character because he's like one of those guys where you're like, he is an asshole, but he is also not one of the, like, he's not an aristocrat. He's not like born from riches. He was born essentially a commoner around that kind of level. He just really worked his way up. It just really gumption got him there. And he doesn't do a tremendous amount of heinous shit. I mean, I guess you can say, like, yeah, the brothels are essentially, like, sex slavery rings or something like that.
Well, betraying Ned Stark was pretty...
Yeah, Ned really had his chances. Ned really had a lot of shots to get out of that one ahead.
He could have played that a little closer to the vest.
He could have not told Cersei. And then Sansa could have not ratted him out, too. Yeah, there's a lot of little oomses along the way. But yeah, I feel like he's not the worst person in the world, though. In a world of a lot of really shitty people.
Oh, there's no way Littlefinger's making my team. So I'll end it with Tywin Lannister.
All right, so you had Tywin, Ned...
He's a lion. I gotta treat him right or he'll bite my head
off. You got a lion and a wolf working together.
Hopefully he's got another hot daughter up the sleeve I'll marry, but...
You got Davos, Ned, Tywin, Blackfish, and Master Aemon.
Yeah.
Those are your... All right. Not a very military-led group, I'll tell you that.
I got Blackfish. I got Davos as more of a military advisor.
I mean, like, in terms of, like, if my Council of Five gets, like, stormed by someone else's Council of Five, can I trust these five to protect me or win a fight?
Oh, you're just shitting all... It's not my King's Guard. That's not fair.
You almost want to, like, put someone...
Master Aemon would not be on my King's Guard.
No, but it's, like, you don't have... All right, like...
That's neat. Is this getting too nerdy? I feel...
No. I mean, Terry, again, probably tuning out. Sean's enraptured at this point. He's, like, screaming at his screen, like, mountain! Take the mountain!
All right, I contend I have a very... I contend I've got a very good, military cabal at my disposal. But I'll let you do your picks. I mean, after this, we can do a King's Guard pick. That's really a whole different thing.
All right, I'll open mine off. I'll go with Barristan Selmy at the front. That's a guy loyal all the way through, good combatant. I feel like you can get a lot out of him. And you know what? It's maybe risky. I'm going to go with Varys. A lot of information you can get out of that guy. Like, I feel like even if he's not... If he's with me, I feel like he's probably with me because he's like, yeah, this is best for the realm. House Larios. We pay back debts eventually. Or you ate my last case of the house where it's are.
You owe me money?
Did you pay your half of rent? Let's see there.
Mike, yeah, I left the money in the console in the car unlocked.
Who knows?
Like, it's a bit lengthy for a sigil.
It's just a shot of, like, the house symbol is me, like, with my arms thrown up with the car door open and, like, a big sign that says missing money.
Big piece of licorice hanging out of your mouth. Like.
Feel like...
I think Varys is gonna fuck you, though.
He very well could, but I feel like I need to have... I mean, you had Tywin on your side. I feel like Tywin's even easier to get pissed off at you if you just...
But
like,
I know...
I think if I don't get the right card, thanks for coming to my birthday party, he's like, we shall see how scenarios...
Come on, he's not that hot-headed. Like, he's definitely more practical. As long as I keep him and his house, like, growing, he'll be happy. I don't know if I can just shower Varys in jewels and he's still gonna be loyal to me. I assume if I did that and wasn't killing people, he'd probably be okay, but...
Yeah, let me go from there. I'll go with Blackfish. Feel like he's a good, solid pick right there. I almost want, like, Rob Baratheon, but I was like, he was a big, fat piece of shit by the end. He really wasn't worth a whole lot then. Like, if you can get him at his prime and he was just this conqueror, then it'd be great, but... If you grab him from the show, you're like, hey, he's just a fat, whining, boozing rapist.
Yeah.
Deadbeat
dad.
I'm at three. I need two more. I'm trying to think of, like, a good... Since you already did Master, I don't want to make mine too much like yours. I'll go with Master Lewin, the advisor from Winterfell. He's a good, solid guy all around. Smart.
Bit too country for my taste, but...
Well, need a little bit of that down-home charm. Him and Blackfish can interact.
You need one country.
You know what? I'm gonna... I'll get rid of Varys. I'll put Tyrion on my team. Because I feel like Tyrion can get shit done. Actually, who do I have? I have Lewin, Blackfish, Selmy... Tyrion. I was gonna say, do I want to put Varys in that with well? Because we're definitely very covered then in, like, getting shit done. I feel like. Do I want another, like, kind of military dude? get Oberon in there. Put Oberon on that. That seems like a solid team then. He was another smart kind of guy who kind of had shit together. And I'm Oberon, not Dorne, not Crippledy McGowan, yet super hot in the series.
Not Babe-licious Prince Doran.
Not Babe-licious Gouty McGout-Gout.
You look at his foot, literally just has a splinter hanging out of it. Yeah, like, some crippled.
I'm cursed. Yeah, it's always bothered me. Like, as long as those chapters in the book are about his fucking gout, like, just to see, like, this hunk of a man captain, like, playing the role in the show. I'm like, what is this? They talk about, like, how awful it is to be him. I'm like, oh, what? He's like a god. He's like a don. He's not like a super hunk. He's not like that dude who worked for Jiu-Jitsu's, but...
No.
He was definitely a lot higher than a dude who's like, oh, he's crippled with gout.
Yeah. He's like a solid 10 for a 50-year-old man.
Yeah. Nah, I'm happy with that team.
It's a good team. I like Oberlin. It's gutsy. Oberlin.
Yeah.
Is it Oberyn?
Oberon.
Oberon?
Oberon or Oberyn.
I've been saying Oberlin. Maybe I'm
wrong. I've seen like one episode of the show that he's on. Otherwise, it's reading the book, in which case it could be Magneto for all I know.
All right. It's not a bad pick. I like that council. What was your first one again?
Selmy. Barristan Selmy. Because that's just a loyal dude all the way through.
Yeah, I cut out the entire Esso's crew. I was like, no thank you.
And I didn't put Davos in there, but that's only because I feel like he'd be too much of like a overlap with a couple other characters in there.
But he's Davos.
He is Davos, and I'll very quickly try to usher him into my side once things go wrong.
No, you've betrayed him, and he's very hurt, and he threw himself off a cliff.
Well, good. That's one less member of your council.
It shouted, I love penis on the way down.
As the great Larios wars have begun.
Screamed, I'm a pedophile on his way before he hit the rocks.
I'm like, you're really just damning yourself on this.
No, my cruise, this is a different reality.
Oh, we live in alternate versions of Westeros.
Yeah, because do we have anybody on the same?
Yeah, we have both a Blackfish.
Okay, so, I mean, obviously he's not, we're not cloning him. But, it's a good team. I like it. All right, now you're King's God.
Well, I mean, Selmy's already in there, so boom. And I feel like Blackfish is another solid one to put in there. You know what? I mean, he's not well-loved.
No.
Oh.
Kingsguard has to be different from your small council.
That seems weird. I feel like there's been members of the King... Well, actually, no. Kingsguard can't hold other positions, I think. I don't remember if Jaime had anything, but I guess he didn't.
No, I mean, he could sit in on
small council meetings. I'm thinking, what's-her-name's... fucking council.
Mm-hmm.
Arius.
Yeah.
Hers didn't play by the same rules. She essentially did have him in there. And also, like, Rey. It was essentially all of her fighters were, like, her council. Are we doing this in, like, a draft? Like, back and forth?
Oh, we should.
Ooh, that's... Who do I take first? This might be controversial. Definitely not going to win me points with the small people, but I'm going to take the mountain first. like
classic. Zombie mountain? Or...
No, like, we're saying it's mountain before he gets his shit handed in. Because again, that's a dude who's completely insane, but if I need to win a fight, like one-on-one, if like my honor's up for grabs, like it's trial by fate or trial by combat, I'm sending the mountain in.
Yeah, if I go to a party with the mountain, not too many people are going to take that chance.
So that's your first. All right. Man, it's going to be tough. A lot of good picks. I like... What's his name? Who's the... who's Khaleesi's boy toy? The guy that's head of the Second Sons. Like, but is he loyal? He's loyal to me? Or?
Yeah, you'll say he's loyal. You're paying him enough money, he stays loyal to you.
He's not bad. Can I get two-handed Jaime Lannister, or am I stuck with... stuck with one-handed?
Let's see. If you really want it, I can give you two-handed Jaime Lannister. I feel like I'm bending the rules there, but...
You don't have to, but if you're giving it to me, I'm going to take two-handed Jaime Lannister.
Alright, now let me see how I want to go from here. There's a couple people I'm thinking of.
I got my next one lined up.
I have, like, three people I'm deeply considering here.
Fuck me on this.
One, I feel like you're not considering it at all.
Don't you take Littlefinger, damn
you. I'm like, my next pick, Master Aemon. I'm like, Arya Stark, kabam!
In 10 years, I aged her up, get it? Yeah. I gave Jaime Lannister an extra hand. He has two hands
now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Jon Snow. With Valerian
Steel. Zombie Jon Snow?
No,
or...
no, okay. No, zombie Jon Snow. Jon Snow alive, but he has what is it? Long Claw.
Okay.
So he has the Valerian Steel.
It's a good pick.
I feel like he could be helpful.
Solid. I'm going to go with Brienne, a Tarth.
Okay.
With, and she found some Valerian Steel.
Oh, that's bullshit.
No, wait, she does have, she has ice.
She does have Oathkeeper. She does have Oathkeeper. So,
that was
although you've taken Jaime's sword from him.
That was about to be a real fist fight. Like, that's horseshit.
I'm like, no, you don't get Valerian Steel too.
Well, maybe Jaime had, he didn't have a Valerian sword before.
No.
Fuck. Right. Ah, that would have been pushing my luck. I've been like, oh, and he gets the melted down.
He has the other one. He has, there's two alternate versions. He gets Oathkeeper that Tywin gives him, and then there's his Oathkeeper that he gives to Brienne. They both have Oathkeeper. They have two.
As they melt down what Tywin called an outlandishly large sword.
It was. I mean, it's a sword meant for just beheadings. I don't know if they ever note Ned actually using ice in battle. It was more of a ceremonial sword, I think.
It was pretty big, yeah.
Alright. Who's my person I was considering otherwise?
Sir Robin?
Brienne was my one of my other ones.
Sweet there. Robin?
Yeah, like, he looked pretty good in that one fight at the beginning of season 5.
Stop it! Mikey, that kid's got
the Corey of the universe.
Oh no! Mikey, he's got some potential. Just give him a few years.
Let's see here. I can't put Oberon in there. I feel like he'd be pretty good. Put Loras Tyrell in there. Again, this is book version, who's a lot more badass than his super like dick sucking version of the show.
Oh, Renly's dead. Nom 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 nom. Okay. So what is this, my fourth?
This your third.
Oh, who did I picked Jaime first.
Jaime and then Brienne.
Oh, let me go with Khaleesi's boyfriend then.
Dario.
Yeah.
Man, this is another like super risky pick. I'm gonna go with Victarion of the Ironborn.
Oh, a guy I've never seen.
he's pretty badass though. He is like he did like lead the navy like single.
You're taking the badass book version. You're not taking the well. Let's see if it works out the next season.
Who knows if he's even in the show next season? You know. All right. Let's. I'll back off of that one. I'll try to go with characters who have just been in the show in some fashion at least.
I mean, you can do that if you want.
I'm like, well, why don't I just wait till my last pick to take him rather than because you're not going to take him. You don't know what he does. It's like you pick him. I'm like, oh, also he touches boys. Good luck controlling that.
A lot of boys.
Like, you took the mountain. Who kills children? I'm like, yeah, like,
I mean,
Loras, it's your job to keep the mountain.
I'm sure control. If I paid him to molest kids, I could have gotten the giant to do it. The mountain.
Oh, can I take Wanwan, the giant?
Not a very practical pick, but sure, if you want.
He may not be beloved.
He's not going to be able to follow you into a lot of rooms.
I don't need him in my room always with me. He's outside my room. That's a guy who's outside my room.
But God help you if you get attacked in your castle.
Yeah, no, I'll take Wan. If he's an option, I'll take that. They're pretty terrifying.
Okay. Has Wan had dialogue in the books? Because he's...
Not a lot.
Mainly just been a grunting guy in the
book. I feel like he's a lot of, like, Wan want food. it's a lot of like stupid like simpleton dialogue.
On the show, it kind of sounds like burping when they talk. Like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, no, he's not. I'm not bringing him in for his poetry. He's definitely in there to just be like a 18 foot tall giant monster.
And you already had one on the team.
Yeah, well, this one can go in houses, one destroys houses. That's the way I'm kind of figuring. I'm like, look, if this is a Survivor Series team, like my Kingsguard goes up against your Kingsguard, I just want your team to be demoralized immediately.
That'd be great.
To be like, oh God, Loras Tyrell is his like Spike Dudley of the team.
That'd be great at the end of this Kingsguard pick. The, like, Utah the Watcher comes down and he's like, you know what, I'm going to switch your Kingsguard with the small council.
Like, oh no! Well, actually, I feel like I'm still on okay straights. I got Selmy, Oberon,
Blackfish. I got people with brains.
You had well, I mean, like, they were still going to fight each other. Like, no. That's, like, I'm like, I feel like my small council.
No, I'm talking about there your advisory.
My Kingsguard's awful. Like, no. Like, all right, guys, what do we want to do today? Suck dicks, kill children. Like, Jon Snow is the only voice of reason. Like, maybe we should try to, you know, appease the tax hike that's going on. More raping, boom, boom, boom. Like, quiet down there. What'd you say? Nothing. Just go on.
You know, neither of us would put Samwell Tarly on our inner council.
He's not that. Like, I was like, look, if I really want a guy who reads a whole lot, sweet, but
him and Oberlin would be sweet on the council together. Okay, let me tell you about pussy. I'm listening.
Well, it depends if you have the Samwell from the book who's pounding that fucking wildling chick left and right. The book keeps talking about his big fat pink mast.
Oh, God.
It's, yeah. George R. R. Martin has a weird way of writing sex at points. So, all right, you're on your fourth one then.
Wait, what was your pick then?
Wan-Wan, the giant. Okay, Wan-Wan, the giant.
All right. Here. Feel free to just vent and give me a second.
Yeah, I don't know. Samwell didn't do a whole lot in the... I feel like he's good at researching things. I feel like if I need him to actually know stuff and get shit done, he's an apprentice at this point. I need a master. Master to win. Still a lot of wildlings up for contention. There's that sweet black guy from down in, in fucking Dorne. You've never seen do anything
because
you
didn't have
do anything in the show. He's like this giant, like 7'8" black dude with a huge axe, doesn't do shit in the show.
You have to watch him sucker punch Bronn with a fucking with armored gloves.
Yeah. Bonf.
Yeah. How many of the Sand Sisters can I take?
You can take them all for all their crappy lameness if you want.
You know what, Mike? I'll even do you the favor. You can make them all one pick.
Yeah, you can make them all. They'll all count as one if you want.
God, this is tough.
There's a couple here I'm thinking that we haven't taken either. A couple big names.
Yeah. I'm going to go Grey Worm.
Grey Worm, okay. Solid pick overall.
I think so. It's getting a little heavy.
You definitely have like a you definitely have like the Khaleesi's Kingsguard like slowly being mounted there.
And Barristan Selmy would have been a pick too. Yeah. I'm like, no, that's not.
All right. I'm debating between two people. Who do I have? I have Mountain, he's kind of savage, but knight. I have Jon and Lore, so like pure knights, and I have pure power on like Wan-Wan. I guess I can kind of go with like a more.
Let's go with Hodor. This team needs to get bigger.
Yeah, I'm like, let's get Udo in here. Can I have Bran warging into monsters?
What was the king of the giants name? The one that stormed the castle, the wall.
Oh, I don't even know that
one. Oh, that was a joke, but that'd be great. Yeah, you're like, I need another giant on this team. We're going to call ourselves the Giants.
Oh, and my last pick, Drogon. Khal Drogo might be an interesting one.
Oh, that isn't a bad pick. I can't imagine he wants to be Kingsguard, though. It's tough to...
He doesn't get a choice if I want him in it. My only thing is he's really set in his ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was great in one-on-one combat. Dude doesn't wear armor. Got cut once and died because of a fucking infected wound. Like, I'm like, oh, that's so lame. Like, you're great in combat, but I feel like if one dude just cuts you, you're like... Drogo needs no fucking paltries.
I feel like it's one more nail in your coffin if Utah the Watcher does show up and switch and make your small council. Please, Khal Drogo, the voice of reason.
Right, let's appease that a little bit then.
Between the giant and the...
Jorah Mormont as my last one. Put some age in there as well.
You already had Barristan Selmy.
He's my council, man.
I'm gonna blow some wigs. I'm gonna go Stannis Baratheon.
I was considering after the fact, I was like, I should have put him in my small council. And I was like, could I put him in my army? I was like, I don't know how good he is one-on-one, but he is a brilliant commander. And he is loyal to a fault, so it's a solid pick all around.
Yeah, as long as he, like, now, dumps doing that horseshit religion and, like, you're not Jesus. Just give it up.
Are we doing full Kingsguard of 7 people, or do we want to stop at 5?
Let's do one more pick.
All right. There's one I've just been holding off on, because I'm like, oh, I can't take him, but...
We'll throw it out because he's the last pick. Is it Bronn or the Hound? That's who I'm with right now.
The Hound's who I'm considering, but I'm like, do I put him on the same team as the Mountain?
It's rough.
It's like
you're spending a lot of time together. You're basically
asking for trouble at that point.
It's not like your Majesty. Two of the kings got killed each other last night. It's not going to be a guess.
Yeah, I'm like, did Jar kill Loras? Did Wan get in the fight?
And lose?
Oh, no. Who do I want to... That's a possibility there. It's also the Ironborn. I feel like I'm like just not picking them because the only one that really would be worth noting would be...
Yaris, or whatever her name is.
Ash. I was actually thinking pre-Reek, what's his name?
Theon?
Theon, yeah. He was also an archer, too.
I mean, you assume what's-her-name's pretty good, his sister on the show.
She's pretty solid. She's not... amazing, but she's pretty good.
Like, none of us have even for a second thought, like, well, Ramsay Bolton might not be bad on the Kingsguard.
Look, in the books, Ramsay Bolton hasn't shown himself to be anything but a horrible, like, torturing psychopath. So I'm not, like, I don't think he has, in my mind, he doesn't have, like, military fighting experience. It's just a show that made him this Adonis who beats, like, 20 of the best fucking Ironborn.
Yeah.
I feel like there's a place I'm just completely missing, and, like, just an awesome person waiting to be picked up. Ooh, the great John, Umber. Take him. Another huge pick, but...
Barely seen on the show, but yeah.
But nothing but, like, anytime he's spoken of, it's always like, what a awesome guy that was. And a guy I was considering, I won't bring up because he doesn't do anything in the show, but there's a guy... Oh, what's his name? Bronze... I can't remember his last name. He's a part of the Vale, but they noted he's also like one of like the best fighters of his time.
Wow.
I can't remember. Bronze Joyce or something like that. Bronze something. Look him up, but he's pretty sweet. All right. And then yours between the Hound or the...
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go Bedrick.
Dondarrion? Does he...
I get him after, like, the first time he's been resurrected? Not the 8th or 9th?
He doesn't keep getting resurrections, though.
Oh, I can't keep... No, you need
the Red Priest back if you're gonna do that.
Oh. And you can't use 2 spots.
This is the Sand Snakes.
I'll take him before, because he was supposed to be, like, a big deal before. He's the Flaming Sword guy, or is Thoros...
That's Thoros of the Flaming Sword. And that was almost more of a spectacle kind of thing. Like, he was a good combatant. He still
fought.
Yeah, but they didn't... He's not, like... I think it's more of, like, oh, he wields a flaming sword. That's pretty crazy. Than, like, oh, and he's, like, this... Just this complete curb-stomping...
Can I get 10 Penny King's version of him? Or do I have to take the... kind of, like, the drunken loser version that I have now?
I'll tell you what. You can have that if he's tied together with the drunken lout that, like, Sansa teams up with to escape... But if one of them dies, then they both lose.
That sounds terrible. <with that. laughs>
The drunken jester that, like...
All right, I'll go with... Man, this is so tough. I'm going to go with the Hound.
It's a solid pick. I really...
Assuming no fire comes up. You know what? If you don't make him do... awful shit all the time, he probably doesn't go that crazy.
He's a pretty loyal, like, he's not...
You're gonna have to let the Mountain do awful shit all the time. You realize that?
Yeah, I'm like, look, there's gonna be, like...
sometimes I'm just gonna duck out and kill a village.
I'm gonna have, like, in my kingdom, there's gonna be, like, a Philadelphia XB that's just where the Mountain goes to do his horrible shit. We don't question what happens there. People are like, hey, what's going on with the king? I'm like, I don't... What are you talking about?
Don't lean too far over that wall and look in, though.
Yeah, I'm like, why don't you come and file a complaint? You just have to hand your complaint in with Wan, the door guy.
And no one just stops you like, hey, where's the other half of your Kingsguard? Oh, they're just off to awful business today.
Yeah, well, look, there's like half of my Kingsguard's pretty sweet. It's like Jon Snow, Jorah Mormont, Loras Tyrell's pretty like nice and honorable dude. I don't think Great John drinks a lot. He'd probably hang out with the Mountain here and there. He's like my bridge between the two sides. There's a couple northerners he likes to hang out with, and then he has the Mountain who he hangs out and drinks.
Thank God there's no newspapers.
Oh, God, yeah, no.
It's like the Mountain, also known as Count Rapula.
I'm just like, look, he gets shit done. That's what matters.
Look, if you don't believe it, attack me when he's nearby and see what happens.
No, you're not going to like it. He gets paid. And
he carries a sword that's taller than you.
And wields it with one hand. Yeah, no, I'm pretty comfortable with that.
That's great.
Look, this kingdom's going to be built on a lot of dead bodies, but...
The king's is not going to be one of them.
Yeah, not mine. I'm going to the top. A lot of people said I couldn't play the Game of Thrones. Clearly I have. They're like, really? Three of your advisors are like Oberlin's like already
slitting your throat. Like.
Three of your advisors are military commanders, and you've put in like three Kingsguard who are just savage monsters. Yeah, like, you should be surprised that my last pick wasn't, was gonna be, the Great then. Or, like, Rattlebones.
Yeah. Or just, like, I'm gonna take one of the White Walkers for like, what the?
I'm like, we're gonna keep him locked in a room. He's really, like, a last case, last scenario kind of thing. He doesn't get to advise his opinions very much.
Yeah, don't stand in front of him. He's not one of those kind of allies.
No, he's definitely, it's not like a guy, like, in a, like, you... back-to-back surrounded by Mikey's queefy sand snake army.
How hard would you have laughed at me if I'd have picked that?
It would have definitely been like, all right, enjoy. It's a lot of just lame, quippy characters.
But I get all three of them.
Like, there's seven of them. And, like, four of them are children.
But I get all of them, right?
I'm like, yes, if you want.
So that's, like, almost an army of capable warriors at my disposal. I can almost
who are just queefy and angry all the time.
Like, when I set my schedule, I can give the rest of the Kingsguard, like, a weekend off, and I have these seven protecting me.
Like, but they're so... Like, the moment you do any decision they don't like, they're immediately like, meh!
One of them's sort of hot, though.
One of them does have pretty sweet tits, that is true, but otherwise, just uninteresting all the way through. What a lame Kingsguard that would be.
That would be.
Who was yours? It was Jaime Lannister, both hands, Brienne, Grey Worm, Dario.
And Stannis Baratheon.
Stannis and the Hound. Yeah. It's a pretty solid Kingsguard. I'm not going to lie. I feel like you definitely would have like the more...
And I'm like winking at Stannis, like, don't look too crazy. You might make the inner council.
It's definitely like a group where I'm like, yours definitely can be like a poster boy for your kingdom. Like, maybe the Hound's the one you kind of don't point to too much. But Dario, like, pretty hot and the good, honorable Grey Worm. My side, it's like, look, why don't you look at those two pretty boys, Jon Snow and Loras Tyrell over there? Don't worry about the other half of this team who's walking around murdering, pillaging as they see fit.
Plus, he's like, pizza, it's better when you take it. Like, that's not the motto.
That's not our house words. No quesadillas. That's our motto. I thought everybody was on board with this.
Oh, it is the motto of House Clegane. Interesting.
Oh, wow. That's, whew. All right. Well, I'll make sure you get Harrenhal after I win this war. Eventually, yeah. Some ghost will take you down.
You're actually, like, sending him away? Your King's Guard?
After I win the war, I feel like I can, like, send him off to some, like, remote, peaceful, like, the Florida of my country, where he just rapes and pillages into death.
But that's such a pussy move. He's your Kingsguard. You have to accept some responsibility for him, or put him down.
Maybe after I win the war, Wan, I send him out to finish the job. I don't know. We'll figure it out. That's after I win the war.
I feel like if you let him booze and horror his off time, he'll probably do just about anything you say.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if you keep him well taken care of, you keep him paid and all that, he doesn't care. He's just a killing machine.
But it's kind of scary, like,
actually, this is the important question. Who do you make the captain of your Kingsguard?
Oh, fuck.
I feel like I'm in a real shit spot. I can't make it the Mountain. I can't make that guy
one.
I feel like I'll make it Jon Snow. I feel like I have to.
Oh, that's the no-brainer, yeah.
It's like that or Loras are the only two choices, but I can't make it the Mountain. Even though he's my first pick, I can't make that guy the leader of my team.
It would be go Stannis.
Stannis?
Make him a king in his own right.
I was trying to think who would be your alternative on that.
I don't trust Dario enough.
I was going to say, you have Jamie. Jamie's pretty solid for that.
I feel like I like humble Jamie a little more. So I don't like him being the captain.
You only get humble Jamie if he loses two hands, though.
Oh, you fuck. You motherfucker. Oh.
Well, you have to consider, the only reason he gets humble
that's
is because
right,
he loses.
Shit.
Right
so
now,
I'm still stuck with, like...
He's a complete fuckhead.
He's brash.
He's brash and fucking his sister
get,
all
yeah,
day.
And murdering children. I get murdering children Jamie Lannister. But he's a lot better sword fighter. I mean, I love humble Jamie Lannister. Maybe he
he's
makes...
probably going to win a fight, like, one-on-one if, with, like, four out of six of my Kingsguard, so...
Yeah. If I get, like, 10 picks for small council, maybe humble Jamie Lannister makes it, but... Yeah, so we'll go with... Yeah, I still don't like him as Kingsguard. I want him humbled, then, especially.
Oh, well, he's not gonna be humbled.
Well, not,
now he's
not,
just taken as a slight.
Not captain of Kingsguard.
And you think Tywin Lannister, your small council, is gonna be cool with you putting Stannis Baratheon ahead of him?
Yeah. He's ahead of the Kingsguard. He's not ahead of... Well, could you imagine Stannis Baratheon taking orders from Jaime Lannister?
Well, this is... we have to assume this is, like, a somewhat of an alternate reality where, like, they don't necessarily have the same logic.
Yeah, but they still have their personalities.
Yeah,
too.
that's why...
Maybe the history's not there,
but... that's what I'm saying. Like, you think Tywin Lannister's gonna be cool with you being, like, Stannis Baratheon's gonna be telling your son what to do. Like, yeah. That's all Tywin wants, this family in the best position possible. You know it's gonna come up eventually.
Yeah.
Like, you're gonna have
But they're still doing... Well, actually... Ooh.
To appease that Tywin...
You know what? He doesn't even want Jaime on Kingsguard. That's a real fuck you to Tywin Lannister to
oh,
even have him on
the list.
That
is true. He wanted Tywin... He wanted Jaime to eventually become king.
I feel like this is enough to give me a do-over, isn't it? Because it's like, oh, I can't even...
A do-over? Like, what? We're doing the draft all over again so you can take my
no,
kicks
but
of Jon Snow
no,
and
no,
one
so
one?
I can take Jaime Lannister, but I'm only left with what's left out there. I can't
okay,
take
you
any
to,
of your
you,
guys.
All right, that's fine. All right, well, I'll throw
I still got Bronn. I still got...
I'll throw out a couple people I was thinking of. You have, fuck, what's his name? The red-haired guy from the Wild.
Tormund. Yeah.
He's pretty sweet.
Man's Rider. Although he's kind of
still,
older in the show.
Yeah.
Isn't in the book
he's
still kind of a warrior?
He's a very capable guy. He leads, like, a secret mission to basically assault the Winterfell. So he's... And he's supposedly gotten over the wall before, so that's a capable guy.
In the show, you never see him fight.
Yeah.
But you assume he's got it if he's made it that far.
If he's the king of the wildlings. It's not a democracy. He wins by battle.
I'm gonna go with Mance Rider.
Mance Rider's solid. I get, that's, like, a, you're... slowly transforming his team into a less of a, like, personable group, but yeah.
Oh, well, let me see. What were you going to throw out?
I was going to say there's Ariel Hotai. I mean, you don't know much about him, but he is another pick that's out there.
Add some color to my team. Or my Kingsguard. Or my inner
any
council.
Period.
Anyone?
It's a lot of white people. I got Oberon, at least, in mine.
Who's just Italian, really. He's not, like, Mexican.
I feel like he could... Pass for Mexican, though.
But the actor's Spanish who plays him.
That's what I mean. Yeah, he's Hispanic. Boom. Done in.
But they're European. It's not the same.
It's still color. Still more than your super white team. Who else was I thinking that's still out there? The Biter. Want, like, a creepy... Vargo Hoat or whatever his name is.
Oh, I've
like
heard of him.
Creepy
yeah.
monster characters.
A mercenary. They kind of threw him in as a... Or you might not have seen that season. Where the Boltons send some, like, mercenary sort of up to the north. And he actually, like, fake joins the Knights of the Watch.
Yeah.
That was supposed to be based on that character.
Let's see. There's Rorik Castle. The guy who was,
nope.
like, the bald-haired... Like, bald, but then he had, like, the fire tuck hair. He was with Caitlin for the rest of the journey. Not, like, necessarily
oh.
the great spider, but a super loyal guy all the way through.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, what about Robb Stark? Ned's got enough fucking kids. He can,
he doesn't
like,
need to lose them all.
He's got two no-name younger
well,
sons.
Yeah, I mean, you still have, technically, I guess...
If Robb Stark wants to join...
Yeah, he would have to be fighting against his brother at some point. Half-brother, at least.
Oh, we're in competing?
Well, I assume that's eventually
what are we doing this for?
Yeah, I was like, I guess we're just both like winning wars in alternate universes and being like, good luck.
Just stroking our own nutsacks. I mean, they can fight a war of honor. The Kingsguard doesn't necessarily have to... They only need to die in defense of the king. They don't necessarily need to...
No, not the mountain. The mountain's dying in defense of his king. Yeah. And just, I just point. It's like the juggernaut. Like, I'm just pointing towards something, and I'm like, you just run a straight path through towards it.
I
don't care how many children and cities had to be burned along the way.
I wish I could snap my fingers, and as your team's running into battle, Wanwan farts, has a heart attack, and just falls over on the mountain.
Oh, no. Oh, it would be so demoralizing.
It's literally 9/11 for you.
It's so heartbreaking. That's like
the two towers of my team.
Like, it's like the pillars of intimidation among my team just go down in one fell swoop. I mean, I have solid guys beyond it, but it's so heartbreaking.
You imagine like you're watching them marching forward and a plane just crashes into Wanwan and you're like, oh no.
Wanwan and like, ooh, like, no, just follow Jon Snow, anybody but the mountain.
And you're like, it's probably just...
Follow the great Jon, he could probably push her out.
It's probably just a coincidence, and then you see the second plane fly into the mountain, like, no!
Yeah, oh no, Terrence destroyed my team! Oh wow, we went on this for like 40 minutes. Do you think Terry's even bothered to finish listening at this point? She's like, oh my god.
We should just say, like, Terry, next time we see you, say purple monkey dishwasher. And how much would she blow us away if next time we saw her, she's like, purple monkey dishwasher.
I'm like, bravo.
Good for
you. Did you get any enjoyment out of it? She's like, no, I don't know these characters.
It's like, you're the best sister ever. If you sat through this?
Did have a news story I saw that was very amusing to me. There's, I guess, a rugby player called Bastian Schweinsteiger. From that, you can pretty easily, I hope, grasp German.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's like a popular place for Manchester United. I don't know how, like, I don't know if he's like the Tom Brady of that league over there or whatever, but apparently he's suing because there's this toy company called Dragon in Dream that made a doll that is an SS officer that uses his face called the Bastion. Here's a picture of him, and on the right is the doll's face. Or you just get to text your messages and not even look.
Wait.
So the left is him. The right's the picture of the doll.
Oh, he thinks it looks too much like him?
He thinks they took his face and used it on it. Like, it's supposed to be him. Because it has the same name, too. The thing's called the Bastion.
And oh, okay.
They're like, no, the Bastion is just a very common German name. But apparently, I guess the companies also use, like, Matt Damon, Robert De Niro, and, like, other faces on their
likenesses.
Dolls.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, oh, what an interesting story. And I was like, how much could someone pay you if they're like, all right, we're going to model a Nazi doll with your face on it and sell it for you to be okay with that?
Why don't you throw a number at me?
Let's say they let's say they pay you $50,000 and then you get a small cut of whatever merchandise they sell as well.
Called the Mikey Larios doll or?
They won't call it the Larios. They don't want to connect it that much, but they will call it, I guess, whatever like the German equivalent of Michael would be. I don't know if it'd be Miguel. I don't know if it's like that's close enough in the same area or what the German
it's
version
is. Two very different languages. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
50,000?
Wow. For a Nazi figurine with your face on it?
I could just say fuck off to all my student loans. It'd be sweet.
For 50,000?
Yeah.
Alright. Well, I feel like it'd be. I'm like, as a part of me, it's like, well, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, it's just fiction. But I'm like, what if someone sees it? What if anyone I know ever sees this doll and they're like, were you a Nazi, like, holding the doll at me? I'm like, oh, no. Now I have to tell people where I got that sweet amount of money.
You think that'll happen a lot?
I don't know. Like, it only has to happen once for everything to just go up in flames. If people are like, you got paid to be a Nazi figure? Like, is that the thing? You are openly accepting they're using your face to make a Nazi doll. Not this company's like, we want to use your face on an action figure and you're just left in the dark to the fact it becomes a Nazi soldier, they tell you openly, we're going to make you.
It was supposed to be for a Blue Cross ad.
Adolf Michael.
It was supposed to be for a Red Cross ad. No, I don't. I'd tell him $50,000, and almost all my friends would immediately be like, "Yeah, that's good." If I told him $500, I would definitely get a lot of stares.
Do you have Jewish friends at all?
I don't know if I. No, I don't think so. Definitely no practicing Jews.
Because I feel like all right. You then like a year later, you meet like the Jewish Jessica Alba, just super hot. She's not like super practicing, but she is Jewish. And she finds out that you, like, were posed, you used your likeness for a Nazi figurine.
Ball's in your court, Toots. What do you want to do? I'm fine with this right here. Are we really going to be finished over this? Like, I'm not going to be prepared to defend myself. If some chick's like, we're done, I'd be like, I understand.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I was a Nazi doll.
You know what? I appreciate you not making a big deal out of this.
I'm telling the papers!
Well, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Ripping apart your Match.com profile. It's
exactly the kind of stuff I'm talking about. We shouldn't be... Let's not make this personal.
I'm on your Facebook wall. Hey, family, I'm a Nazi!
I said 50,000, right?
Nazi!
I think it'd be worse to try and defend to my friends. Like, $500? You own a home.
That's not even that worth that
much. How badly do you need money? You could have come to us.
You bought a lawnmower and all you had to do was pose as a Nazi doll for all time?
You know what, like...
As long as this company stays in business. Hasbro? You didn't think they'd still be in business?
Like, if I came to you right now and was like, Christopher, I need $500. I don't know when I'm going to be able to pay you back. If I don't get it, I'm going to have to, like, let them make a mold of my face for a Nazi, like, Halloween costume.
For Halloween. Ooh, that almost changed the scenario a little bit.
Yeah, first you're like, well, done and done. I mean, but then you're like, oh, but you might have to do something that's kind of funny.
I'm like, that would be hilarious. And if I buy one and we just keep it around the house, always like a mantelpiece. But I guess, yes, that was us on Christmas as children. This is a lamp that Mikey had made out of a whiskey bottle. This is a mask that Mikey wore. It's of him as a Nazi Hitler. He had to get it when he was low on money for a little bit. And I installed backlighting behind it so the eyes glow red.
Nobody would lend him money? Nobody.
Nobody. He didn't ask. He was too quiet.
Too proud.
He's too stubborn to reach out for what he presumed to be charity. He worked for it by letting them make Nazi dolls out of his face.
Did he ask to be buried in the mask?
I'm sure there's paperwork around here somewhere that says it. I don't remember.
His will's been a bit of a mystery lately. No one's been able to find it.
No one's been able to track it down. So we just did what we thought would be best for him.
I opened the safe and it was empty except for all these oatmeal cookie crumbs. I took pictures so you can tell. It's like you in the corner eating cookies.
And I have like cookie crumbs all over my face now. We'll never know what happened to his...
It's like a piece of paper that just says Will with a big bite mark in it. Like, no.
Question mark? Well, it's good to know we now have like a status to go back to. Like,
you went, what was the least amount you'd do it for?
The least amount?
Like, oh man. $74,098.
Like, it has to be at least six figures, like $100,000, I feel like.
Wow.
Because I'm like, part of me is also like, all right, get the 100,000, quietly put like at least 30% like donated to a Jewish charity of some kind.
Do
very,
a lot of...
very quietly, because I cannot make a big deal out of this. Like, $30,000 to you guys. I'm like, how'd you get this money? Nope, gotta go.
You can make it up.
Well,
although you're not declaring it to the government.
Yeah, that's
so
the thing. Like, it's
little...
yeah, it's definitely like. What was it? What'd you get this money for? Like, well, I did some modeling work here and there.
You know.
You? Fat 300-pound Victor Cruz?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. That's a
mostly catalog stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of molding.
Toy catalog?
Yeah.
Oh, that's just too much.
In Europe.
Nazi dolls. Damn it.
Shit.
Should have stopped while I was ahead. Yeah, no, I definitely couldn't. I definitely had to be like six figures. Because the moment it comes out, it's really a shitstorm's on you from there on forward. Because it's definitely like, yeah, no, I sold my morals.
How long is that going to be in the news, though? We're not like hot chicks. Like, if we were hot chicks, I could see like that local make a story. Local news
only needs to hear about it once, and then it's like following you for the rest. It's not like we're in like New York City where it's like, who knows who will see us again. Like, Harrisburg's small enough that I'm like, anybody who hears about it and sees is going to be like, show that's up the on, guy is a Nazi.
It'll show up on Google. It'll like, show if up employers on Google, are Googling you.
It's definitely going to make like the Fox 11 news. Like, people at work are going to know the next day. Wayne's definitely like, Mike, what the fuck? Why didn't you cut me in on that? They don't have any black Nazis.
All right, you know what? Next episode, I might come back with a better number. Because I didn't even think about that. Like, oh, that's going to fuck me over applying for any job.
And all you did was pay off your student loans. You didn't, like, it's not like you have a nest egg now out of $50,000.
That's the, like...
And you're hoping a lot on the residual payment. You almost have to hope the residual payments you get from sold figures are super low. Because that minimizes the amount of people who are buying it.
It's like, that's the bare minimum background check any employer do. They're like, no drug test or background check. I got 10 seconds. I'll just Google your name and assuming nothing reprehensibly monstrous shows up.
Assuming you didn't, like, pose for a Nazi doll or something. Oh, my God.
Assuming you're not a monster, I think you got the job. Oh, sweet baby.
I typed in Michael L. and it finished Larry Oates Monster. You're like, that could mean anything.
Could be my dead uncle.
Anything else you want to throw out there?
No, I think we're good. How long was this?
It's about an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. It's good length.
Yep, good length. Solid episode. Halloween coming up. Nothing else we want to throw out for Halloween.
I like to have a good length episode because then we have guests behind us, guests in front of us. Hopefully.
We should have. Yeah, I guess we'll have a week before that, but in like 2 weeks we might be recording an episode with some guests and then... Yeah, go from there. Then it's the holiday season. I don't know if that'll mess with the show at all. We'll see.
Shouldn't be too bad. Not going to be working. And then we'll have the big Star Wars episode.
Magic. That's actually, I was going to ask, do we want to go for opening day opening week tickets at all on that?
I thought you already said you didn't want to.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I haven't even looked to see if they're even available still. I'm assuming probably most of them have been sold out. But
I'm fine with seeing it the next weekend or whatever.
It does look pretty sweet.
You've seen the new one?
Yeah, I've seen the trailers now. I wanted to avoid as much of it as I could because I'm still at the... It's nice enough, though, that the trailers still haven't really told me anything about it.
We still haven't seen Mark Hamill.
Still, I feel like you see him in the trailer. The shot where you see someone's robotic hand on R2-D2, I'm like, that's obviously going to be Luke
Skywalker. Yeah, but you still haven't gotten a good shot. Yeah,
we still haven't seen him. Still don't know what who that girl is. It looks like she may be Leia and Han's kid. And I'm like, is she a Jedi as well? Because the only person you see with a good side lightsaber is the black guy.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me because he was a stormtrooper. But I'm almost wondering if, like, oh, are they going to make, like, the two of them?
Well, presumably Jedis? He's not one of the kids. I mean, he's pretty black if he's got a white parent. But maybe that doesn't matter. The only
person he could be a child that would be, I guess, Lando.
Yeah,
I
mean, who's not force sensitive.
Who was the other female character you could really have been paired with that had any kind of notoriety in that universe? It's really only Leia as a notable female character.
But I got kind of confused, because Harrison Ford's got that line, it's all true. Like, the stories you've heard. So wait, are the Jedi not common knowledge anymore? Are there not still Jedi actively...
Well, Jedi were all wiped out, basically, during the war. And remember, Harrison Ford had, I think it was in the first
movie. But Luke and his sister.
Yeah, but they didn't... Luke's the only Jedi at the end of it. Leia's not a Jedi.
But wouldn't you assume he would restart the Jedi?
That's presumably what it is. But I think that big thing of that quote is... here we were, about to end. We're, in the 45 minutes.
Terry's I made it so far.
God damn it. I'm like, there's another quote at the end, Terry, at the thing. She's like, Star Wars!
It's gonna negate Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
There's a line, I think, in the first Star Wars, and maybe it's Empire Strikes Back, where Han basically says, I don't believe... There's no magic force that ties the universe together. He was very skeptical. Very Jack from Lost. No, there's nothing like that. I think that's more what that quote's supposed to be, but it is, Jedi, Sith, that's still real. I don't know how long it's supposed to be after the first movies. I guess, 20, 40 years? I don't know what it's supposed to be. 30. So, you could presume he maybe gets the order started, but if no one knows where Luke is, who else would who else would start a Jedi order?
I wonder if maybe he's I'm just going to end it, because if there's no Jedi order, it greatly reduces the odds of a Sith order coming about.
I feel like the Sith always exist, though.
They do, but fair amount of them are former Jedi. Except Palpatine and Darth Maul.
I mean, this dude's...
But Anakin and...
In this movie, he's just motivated purely by Darth Vader.
Yeah, it's another weird kind of thing. Like, well, that's... All right. But he is Force-sensitive, too. I don't know. That'd be weird if they're like, no, there's no more Sith.
All you had to do was, like, be Force-sensitive and then have somebody, I guess, just, like, slowly instruct you on the basis. And, like...
Yeah, but enough... coming up as a Jedi is a lot easier than coming up as a Sith.
Well, yeah, but it's like...
Sith Academy is pretty brutal.
Yeah, but you don't need to go to a Sith Academy to become a Sith. You just need to essentially be like, yeah, here's how you use a lightsaber and get really angry and pissed off and you shoot Force Lightning.
But I have to do that at, like, age 7.
Not necessarily. I think you can kind of learn it as you go along. But Luke didn't start training to be a Jedi until he was, like, what, like 23?
But that's a Jedi. It's a
total different... But I feel like the Sith's the same thing. It's no. The same, it's the same principle, just what side of the force you're
using. A lot less room for failure.
But yeah, if you're in the school system, but Luke was trained by like a fucking little monster on a planet. If this dark Jedi is the same way as Sith, you know, like he just has his evil version of Yoda who trains him. Who cares if he's weak at points? He probably gets beaten, but who cares?
Yeah, because it's the Jedi. It's all a learning experience, you know, my young Padawan. Then the Sith, it's like you didn't defeat that Minotaur. Later, bitch.
Yeah, that's all. Throat slit. Again, I think that's only in, like, a school setting. I don't think they're going to do that, like, if it's an apprentice being trained out in the wilderness.
There should be, like, a montage, I bet, of all the apprentices that Palpatine had that he just double-fucked after, like, 6 months. Like,
I mean,
Dooku... Back to the drawing board.
Dooku was his greatest, and he got just cut to shit, so yeah. I don't know.
Oh, you know there had to have been a bunch of nudniks in that pack that didn't even get movies.
Yeah, and I think there's even, like, there were a couple games I think that might have focused on some of them.
Yeah.
I feel like this is almost like a podcast we should have Alex on at some point.
Let's talk about Clone Wars. And
talk about how he doesn't like Christopher Lee.
I bet he'd fuck us and he'd be like, well, what about Clone Wars? Like, no, come on. You have to have an opinion on Clone Wars. It's maybe like the one entertainment thing we agree on.
It was mediocre. What?
I didn't finish it. Was Grievous in it?
He was. That was a cartoon Clone Wars? You're talking about the 3D one?
Cartoon.
Okay. I haven't seen it in a very long time.
Animated series, yeah.
The one that actually makes Grievous look like a badass.
I watched them all on Netflix like last year.
It was pretty sweet.
It is good. And then the fight at the end is like...
It's like 6 Jedis in like a room and Grievous just murders them all. It's so horrifying.
And Palpatine, and you even get to see like a crazy fight scene out of him. And
it cuts, it ends with like him like getting on a plane and like... Base Windu force crushed his stomach, and you're like, oh, that's where the wheezing comes from, and then you're like, oh, and that, I guess, also completely crippled him as a cool character, because from thenceforward, he sucks dick.
No. He's got, I mean...
Gets beaten one-on-one by Obi-Wan Kenobi and a lizard.
That fight hit a hard spot, because the Anakin and Obi-Wan lightsaber fight's 15 just fucking minutes.
Tits, too.
It's amazing.
Crazy fight. Yoda versus Palpatine's this awesome fight, too.
Like, I could understand why they're like, let's not like overdo people on lightsaber fights in the middle with a robot.
That's I would. Not Anything to cut as much of that story out as possible. it wasn't a smart movie.
But yeah, all right. Well, what I'm saying is it'll be weird if there hasn't been like if Luke hasn't been trying to propagate the Jedi Order. That's gonna be weird if it's we're a secret. We don't talk.
He's missing at this point. So who knows?
Or if he's just like what's his name? Who's the black guy from KOTOR? Bindo or whatever.
Jolie Bindo. Yeah.
Yeah. Like if he's just like I don't even.
I left the Jedi behind. I don't follow the light side or the dark side.
I just try to be a good guy when I can.
Yeah. I definitely would see that. It definitely would be like. I see like it has to be. He has to be starting to light side in some way because they made note like the dark side, the Jedi. Like you have to. He has to be doing something to repair
that.
There's no other notable Jedis to go with. Yoda's dead.
It'll be like watching...
Trying to think of, like, another Obi-Wan's day. Like, there's no Jedi left, really.
It'd be like watching Dark Knight Rises when you realize, like, oh, Batman's been doing dick for 8 years?
He's just been sitting around. Like, I have to assume the crazy gimmick villains of Gotham haven't stopped. Yeah. He's just been ignoring them.
He just did the least Batman thing possible for the last 8 years.
And he just sat in his house being miserable and sad, despite the fact he apparently had a robotic knee brace that could fix his knee at any point in time.
With a limp he could have fixed in 10 minutes.
He had a device for all along. As he doesn't even background check the maids that come to like work at his place.
Or his board members.
Yeah. Her story checks out. Did you Google her? Nah.
There's a like a fraternity brother that's getting married, or he is married, and they're expecting their first kid. Both of them contend that Dark Knight Rises is better than Dark Knight.
I could not take that person. I need to hear the most convincing argument of my lifetime to not even just think they're crazy.
I'm friendly with them, but I'm not friendly enough. Like, I'm contemplating just posting it. Like, so is it, do I have to wait for your kid to be born before I call Children and Youth to prevent you two crazy people from raising a kid thinking that Dark Knight Rises is better than Dark Knight?
Yeah, you know, like, in what way is Dark Knight Rises better? They're like, well, of course, starting with the villain.
I would have ended with that. Oh, and Bane was kind of jacked.
Like, it's, no, I can't. Even, like, cinematically, I feel like, even if you're just talking on a technical standpoint, I feel like Dark Knight is better than Dark Knight Rises.
Yes.
In any way, every way except maybe the budget for Dark Knight Rises was bigger.
Yeah.
It's a hotter chick. I guess maybe more action in it.
More hotter women than Maggie Gyllenhaal. That might
be. Anne Hathaway, yeah, she was pretty hot. She was pretty good. But outside of that, yeah, no, it's really, there's not much else going for it that would beat Dark Knight.
It's like, I mean, I realize all of it's subjective to taste, film, and what's good and what's bad, but I was like, it's got to be as almost close to a scientific fact.
It's, I feel like there's very little room for subjective opinion in that. I mean, I guess, like, you could enjoy it more, but then your taste just sucks.
In what way? It had more guys with masks?
Yeah, it had less Batman in it.
It did, yes. Dark Knight did not have many football stadiums exploding.
I guess if that's your barometer for what makes a good movie or not.
If that's all you needed. No, it didn't. There were no pointless prisons in Dark Knight.
Yeah, no. Hines Ward was not in the Dark Knight, I suppose. So I guess that is a knock against the movie. He did add a lot to it.
No, Richard from Lost didn't die.
Dark Knight, but he did. He did what he could.
He was just as meh.
To be fair, it had a lot of, you know, subtle conversations about morality within it. But I guess you are right. Dark Knight Rises did have Talia al Ghul in it, classic Batman villain.
I mean, you're right. I did understand almost everything the bad guy said in Dark Knight, which I guess might be a drawback to some people.
Yeah, there's, I guess, little room for my own created interpretation.
I think Joe's here.
All right, well, we'll finish here then, guys, so.
Hoot, 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 ho